Carolyn, you came out with a story on July 5th about the three homes that were lost in the Lake Christine fire, one of those belonging to Cleve Williams.
Yeah, so it's quite, I think, an ironic and tragic story. We've got a firefighter, Cleve Williams. He's part of the Crawford family, which is founded modern-day Elgibel, and he's been a volunteer firefighter for Basalt for 27 years, and he found himself having to fight off flames at his own house up in Missouri Heights. And it was, you know, the wee hours of July 5th, and he's battling pretty tall flames on his house, and it was determined that they could not save it, so they moved on to his sister-in-law's house next door and were able to save that one. Carol Williams and Quint, her husband, Cleve's brother, lost the second home down on Lava Drive. They were using that as a rental property, and that house burned as well. So that family lost two homes.
And any information about the third house?
Yeah, so that one was right next to Kara and Quint's home at 227 Lava Drive. It's just on the outskirts of the Elgibel Mobile Home Park. The initial reports from authorities were that two trailers had burned inside the park, but it was really, in fact, those homes just outside of it. So that third house that got lost belonged to Bill McCulley and his wife, Andy. The evacuation was pretty quick that night for both the Williams up in Missouri Heights as well as the McCulleys, where they had about 5 minutes to get out. And so they had to make some pretty quick decisions. And so Bill and Andy were able to grab their two cats, and that's about it, and get out of there. And then they sat in the City Market parking lot across the highway and watched those flames and the winds just turn.
And how has your experience been reporting on this fire?
We've been down here at what we're calling the Incident Command Center for the Aspen Times. Scott Condon, our Down Valley reporter, has a house in Soper's Village. So we've been setting up shop here, which is very close to the Elgibel Community Center, where is the incident command for the actual fire. So we've been kind of on the ground, and we've got a team of four at least reporting. And, you know, there's a lot of activity happening, and the responders, the federal guys, they are just blown away by the local agencies and just how cooperative they've been and how great the rural protection districts have been in fighting off the fire, especially for the mobile home park. They thought they were going to lose it at one point on that July 4th when the winds took off, and they were describing it as pretty rare occurrence and pretty scary. It's been quite interesting to just listen to the federal guys give so much credit to the local ones.
Well, I saw in the National Incident Information System, they're crediting our local crews for saving hundreds of homes throughout the night of July 4th.
I ran into the Aspen Fire Chief, Rick Ballantyne, this morning, Friday, and he said he's never witnessed, in over 30 years of his firefighting experience, he's never witnessed the heroic efforts made that night by the local team. That was before the federal guys got here. Yeah, I think there's a lot of credit there, including Cleve Williams, who he fought on the line all day on Wednesday. He was bulldozing a road to allow access up to the ridge. So he was on the line all day on Wednesday, then tried to, you know, save his house. And when I called him on Thursday to get comment, he was back on the line. So he couldn't talk to me because he was still fighting the fire. So he's out there with all the blood, sweat, and tears that comes with it. And then I spoke with the hotshot crew today from Oregon. They're like the elite of the elite. And they were making some comments about how heroic Cleve is in going back out there.
Well, I want to say, speaking of dedication, the Aspen Times has been providing really valuable information throughout this breaking story, as well as some really human angles, all kinds of angles coming out of the Aspen Times. You were also able to live stream the community meeting when the system that they had set up failed and that video froze for everyone. So
yeah,
A tremendous thank you to the dedication at the Aspen Times for all the information that you've provided so far and will continue to.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think the four of us collectively have slept about 10 hours in the last few days, so we appreciate it. Go to aspentimes.com and our Facebook page. We'll be doing it all weekend.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn Zachariasen, and we'll continue to follow your information and get anything breaking that people need to know on the air. That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.